11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland. See you tomorrow night. Between now and then, you all have a nice time. Now you hear news is next, followed by the CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
CBS News. The Los Angeles Times reports in its day editions that CIA Director William Colby says the agency did conduct a massive domestic spy operation against dissident groups during the Nixon administration. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Los Angeles Times quotes what it calls an informed government source as saying that Colby confirms allegations by the New York Times that such a spy operation did exist. The confirmation comes in a report to President Ford, according to the Los Angeles Times. Mr. Ford requested the report after the New York Times made the charges. The Los Angeles Times source is quoted as saying that Colby's report says the agency kept records on more than 9,000 Americans at the time of the alleged spy operation. President Ford is reported to be rereading Colby's report, and the president has said that he will make an official statement on it after he talks it over with Secretary of State Kissinger and other officials. Some congressmen are calling for creation of committees to more strictly control the CIA. Democratic Senator Hubert Humphrey says that he plans to introduce a bill that would create a permanent joint committee in Congress to investigate the latest specific charges against the CIA. Humphrey says his bill would also deal with a broader area.
It isn't just the CIA that needs looking into. It's our entire national security policy. And the way it is now in Congress, it's all broken up in pieces and parts. The Atomic Energy Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Appropriations Committee, the Foreign Relations Committee. And everybody's business is nobody's business. So I am proposing a consolidation of the major leaders of the Congress, House and Senate, Republican and Democrat, to supervise all matters of national security.
Senator Hubert Humphrey. More in a minute.
Give your hand.
That's the question when you catch the common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The tiny time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Give your cold to contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact. Only as directed.
Gold has gone on sale in the United States for the first time in 41 years. In New York, Senator James Buckley bought 2.5 ounces of gold at a special ceremony in a bullion trading house. In Chicago's Commodity Exchange, gold went on sale briefly early this morning. We have a report from Len Walter of CBS radio station WBBM.
For 15 minutes early this morning, the Mid-America Commodity Exchange in Chicago traded gold, thus getting the jump on its competitors. Exchange President John Collins said no fortunes were made. He said the price varied only slightly from the market close yesterday in London.
The opening tonight was at $1.93 for the nearby February option. It rose in price to a high of $1.97 per ounce. Dipped down to a low of $1.92.50, which was the London fix this afternoon, and finally closed at about $1.95.
Collins described trading as hectic but lackluster. Trading volume will not be known until later today. Len Walter for CBS News, Chicago.
Now, this message.
You in 1975. I'm Ray Brady. Beginning the weekend of January 4th and every weekend thereafter, I'll be here with a new broadcast, Your Dollars. You know how dollars don't buy what they used to and how they just fade away at the store. But I'll bring you ways you can stretch those dollars, ways you can earn more money with the money you've got. Listen for Your Dollars, beginning the weekend of January 4th on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Bruce Gossett of the San Francisco 49ers. There have been a lot of great moments in my NFL career, but I'd like to tell you about another great moment. This is the story of Joe Lestow. Joe's wife died, leaving him with three infant sons. Six different United Way agencies helped him keep his family together. They've made it. This is Bruce Gossett saying, thanks to you, it's working the United Way.
Things are reported back to normal tonight at a state prison in Walla Walla, Washington. Specially trained guards stormed the prison hospital where inmates were holding eight hostages. Guards also succeeded in putting down a disturbance in a cell block where inmates were holding five more hostages. Four of the hostages were reported hurt. Authorities in Olean, New York are holding a 17-year-old honor student who allegedly killed three people and wounded as many as 11 others in a sniping attack on Monday. The sniper was finally captured by police who stormed the Olean High School where the student had holed up. What may be the nation's first solar-heated housing project is being built in Hamden, Connecticut. Officials there say they're modifying a 40-unit public housing project to use solar heat. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
A cheetah named Tyran has given birth to six cubs at the World Wildlife Safari in Winston, Oregon. The cubs were born Christmas Eve at the 600-acre drive-thru wildlife park. Park executive Ed Hutton says, and we quote, this is the first time we know of that sextuplets have been born to cheetahs outside their natural habitat and survived. Oregon Congressman John Dellenbach says he may seek a comeback in 2 years. The 4th District Republican lost his House seat to James Weaver of Eugene in last month's general election. Dellenbach, who has served four terms, says he hasn't decided what he'll be doing after giving up the seat next month. Crews have installed a temporary track to reopen Union Pacific's east-west line following yesterday's derailment of 17 railroad freight cars near Arlington and north-central Oregon. The Coast Guard has suspended the full-scale search for six members of an Astoria family whose private plane vanished 3 days ago over the Pacific. Declared missing and presumed dead are Dan Sweetland, his wife Lucy, and their four children. The plane is believed down in the Half Moon Bay area about 20 miles south of San Francisco. A Portland Democrat, Harvey Akerson, has been named co-chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee for the 1975 Oregon Legislature. House Speaker Phil Lang of Portland made that announcement today in Salem. Andrew Juris will retire tomorrow after 13 years as Oregon's public welfare administrator. He's been with the Welfare Division for 37 years. 97 Sports in the Far West Classic championship game. The University of Oregon came from behind to defeat the Washington State Cougars tonight, 74-65. Fair tonight and tomorrow, but considerable morning clouds and fog. So goes the local forecast. It goes on to say we can expect increasing clouds tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain New Year's Day. Lows about 30 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Light winds, rain chance zero tonight, 10% tomorrow, then 20% tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 38 degrees now at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Once again, I invite you to sail with me on a mysterious voyage into the unknown, unexplored country of the human mind. To be fair, it must be said that the mass murder of millions of human beings was not invented during our century. But to be accurate, it should be noted that in our generation, massacres, holocausts, and wholesale slaughter in general has been developed into what might be considered a fine art. Certainly, the atrocities that ancient, uncivilized barbarians committed in paroxysms of superstitious passion have been performed in our day with an almost impersonal and scientific objectivity. Is this better or worse? Or does it matter?
Trust him. Trust him. He'll save us.
Save us? How? Your grandfather is old and sick. We have no weapons.
My grandfather will save us.
Look, there are 100 soldiers coming up this hill. Can you see them?
I see them.
You see us, too.
Have no fear.
Have no fear. In a minute, we'll all be dead.
Father will save us. Believe me.
Why? Why are you so sure he can save us?
Because he promised.
He promised. Oh, dear Lord. Maybe we'd better surrender.
No, no. Trust my grandfather. He always keeps his promise.
Well, then what is he waiting for?
Have faith. Have faith.
Our mystery drama, The Golem, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Robert Lansing. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself. If so, the Budweiser brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in that clean white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
May I help you, sir?
One hair shirt, please. One bed of nails. And that cat of nine tails for self-flagellation.
What's your rush? Why try for sainthood in 1 weekend?
It's not that. It's just that my old hair shirt is at the cleaners. My bed is getting dull, and my whip has been going soft on me.
You punish yourself a great deal?
I get what's coming to me.
But isn't it a bit overmuch?
Well, I deserve more than I ever get.
One cap of nine tails coming up. And do you want a bed of nails with or without the saw?
Cancel your appointments for self-punishment. Break the whip. You have no right to treat one of God's creatures, you, in that way. He forgives you. Forgive yourself. A nudge toward self-respect from the Mennonite churches.
There are times in the history of the human race when things become unstuck. The glue of morality melts under the intense heat of hideous pressures, and men are no longer tied to a rational society. Suddenly, the world is ruled by madmen, and human beings are arbitrarily divided into two groups, the hunters and the hunted. The year is 1943. We're in a cottage in the thick woods that surround a country town in a vast wilderness somewhere in Central Europe. The man is a forester. He is sitting quietly before a pleasant fire. His wife is telling a bedtime story to a sleepy child in a crib.
And so the king said to each of the suitors who came to ask for his daughter's hand, "All of you are handsome and all of you are strong, but the one who was chosen must also have a good heart. He must be kind to the poor, and he must protect the weak." I think she's asleep. Now I can heat up your supper.
Just imagine, Topchick, I was able to get beef today. Think of it, beef.
I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry? Topchick, what is the matter?
Nothing.
No, something's wrong.
I don't want to talk about it.
Eat your supper. You'll feel better.
I'll never feel better. I was in town today.
Yes?
And in the square, there were soldiers, Germans, the Nazis. They'd rounded up about 100 people.
Jews?
Yes. And there were for shoving them into trucks.
Why should we care?
Taking them away to kill them.
Well, it's war and...
Do you know what I did?
No.
I did nothing.
I don't understand. What were you supposed to do?
Once I saw a man who was whipping a horse, an old sick horse. Do you know what I did to that man?
Tomczyk, please, you only...
And all he was doing was whipping a horse.
Oh.
And today in the square, I did nothing. All of us, we just stood around. We all did nothing. Most people pretended that nothing was happening.
Tomczyk, please.
Let me tell you who was there.
I'm not interested.
A very old man with a long white beard. He was standing next to a young girl.
I just don't want to hear anymore.
Standing quietly, very quietly, looking straight ahead. And it so happened that his eyes looked straight into mine.
Please, Tomczyk.
His eyes, they asked me for help, but I turned my head away. I denied him.
Oh, if you'd done anything, anything at all, you'd be dead. Who could that be?
I don't know.
Now, are you sure you didn't do anything?
I told you I did nothing.
I'll open it. Oh, who are you?
It's the old man and the young girl.
Please, please, may we come in just to get warm at your fire? My grandfather, he's so old, and he's very sick, and he needs, please, a little water, just a little water, and a piece of bread. Young girl, please, I want to help you. God bless you.
But I can't.
Please don't ask me to. They'll burn the house down. They'll kill us. Just let my grandfather get warm for a minute.
Oh, no, please don't come in. They'll find out you were here. Please don't destroy us. Have mercy on us.
I'm sorry I disturbed you. Come, Grandfather. There is no one at home here.
Tomczyk, what are you staring at?
Did you see the old man's eyes?
Now, Tomczyk.
How those eyes looked into mine.
I tell you, I won't listen.
And for the second time today, I denied him.
Come, Jack. You haven't touched a bite. Please, you worked hard all day. You must eat.
I think I'll go for a walk.
Now?
Yes.
In this weather? But it's crazy. Now, look, you listen to me.
I think you've said enough for one day.
Open! In the name of the Führer!
Nazis! Let me do the talking. Please, let me do the talking.
Open.
Yes, I'm coming. Oh, good evening, Lieutenant. That is the Lieutenant's insignia, isn't it?
As if you don't know. We're looking for two escaped criminals.
Criminals?
An old man with a white beard. A girl about 20.
What crime did they commit?
Tomczyk.
What crime? You're a funny one.
Tomczyk, this is no time for your jokes. The soldiers are here on serious business.
You say you haven't seen them?
No, no, Lieutenant.
Then you should have no objection if we search the house.
Well, why should we object?
Inside, boys.
That staircase leads up to the attic, and this trap door is for the cellar.
You are Tomczyk Masaryk, the foreigner?
Yes. Yes, he is. And I'm his wife, Marina.
You've seen no one all day?
No, sir.
Well, those vermin can't go far.
What will you do with them if you catch them?
You mean when we catch them? They've given us too much trouble already. We'll just shoot them. Oh, excuse me. I had noticed you have a little one.
Yes.
Asleep there in the crib. boys, move about more quietly. Oh. She is a little princess, isn't she?
Yes. She'll be 5 in November.
You know I have one. She'll be 4.
Her name is Olga.
Really? Mine is called Helga. It's the same name, you know. Boys, there's no one hiding around here. Form them up outside, Sergeant.
Won't you have a glass of wine, Lieutenant?
Oh, no, not on duty. What is your husband's name again?
Tomczyk.
Tomczyk, I need your help.
My help?
Oh, he'll be thrilled to be of service.
They say you know these forests better than any man living.
He knows every tree.
I want you to come with me.
Me?
Do you have any objections? I need a guide.
Oh.
You'd know every likely hiding place.
Oh, he certainly would.
And if you can find them for us, there'll be a handsome reward for your work.
Oh, Tomczyk doesn't want a reward. That's just the knowledge that he's doing his duty.
You know, Tomczyk, my wife is like that, too. I can never get a word in edgewise when she's around. Well, let us go.
What? You mean now?
Now.
Lieutenant?
Yes, Tomczyk.
I would suggest we go no further.
Why?
There's no moon. The terrain is getting too treacherous.
Is it?
You've got gullies, ravines. A man can fall and break a leg.
You wouldn't be trying to frighten me, would you?
Why would I want to do that, Lieutenant?
Well, maybe you don't want to find them.
They're nothing to me.
Help!
That's one of your men.
Sounds like Streicher. Sergeant, get some men over there fast.
Well, Tomczyk, you may have been right. I can't see a thing out here.
Is the Streicher all right?
Yeah, he's right. We'll have to carry him back.
Sergeant, bring everybody close to the path. We're heading home.
Tomczyk, what chance do they have to survive out there?
None.
Well, we'll make sure of that tomorrow morning.
Cigarette? No, no thanks.
Well, go ahead, take one. You know you're dying for a smoke.
Well,
keep the pack. Plenty of cigarettes. Yes, plenty of good food, good jobs. Four sensible people. Tell me something, Tomczyk. Are you a sensible person? Yeah. Have a light. What is it, Tomczyk? What's the matter?
The matter?
As I struck the match, I could see your face. You had a funny look. As if you were in pain.
I have this arthritis.
Well, so do I. But from the look on your face, yours must be pretty bad.
Yes.
Well, get some sleep. Tomorrow could be another long day.
Lieutenant, do we have to keep looking for them?
Do we have to?
All you'll do when you find them is shoot them.
Perhaps.
In a day or two, they'll be dead of cold and hunger anyhow.
Oh, you're back. Did they...
No.
I have something nice and hot for you to drink. Take off your coat. Why are you just standing there?
Shh. I want to make sure the Nazis are gone.
Why don't you take off your coat?
I'm going out again right away.
Where? I demand to know where.
There are two people who need help.
But you just said they didn't find them.
That's right. They didn't. The Nazis didn't find them, but I found them.
How? How could you?
The lieutenant and I, we stopped to light a cigarette. He was facing one way, and I another. In the flare of the match, I could see, near a tree in the darkness, the face of the old man.
You saw the old man?
It was only for a moment, but that moment was as long as eternity. His eyes burned into mine. The pleading...
Tomczyk, please listen to me.
Shh. Once again, I turned my head away. And a voice whispered in my ear, a voice I had never heard before, whispered, "This night... you shall deny me three times. Marina, I have denied him three times. I cannot deny him again."
Oh, how easy it is to believe in brotherly love when your brother is lovable and respectable and acceptable. But what do you do about those brothers who are hated and hunted?
who have every man's hand turned against them. Well, that's when you find out what you really believe the hard way. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your coat to contact. The sooner the better.
Six or three or one.
Please don't give me problems. I'm catching a common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion.
Give your cold a contact. For up to 12 hours, continuous relief of those symptoms. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact.
I know, the tiny time pills.
Right. Both the others are things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Sneezing, drips, congestion? I'll take the contact.
Give your cold to contact.
Six or three or one. Take contact. Only as directed.
Who knows what troubles lurk in the hearts and minds of consumers? The man from the Benevolence Bureau knows.
Oh, Irene, this new sofa is gone already, and...
Why, what's that inside the cushion, John? Oh, my heavens, it's crumpled newspaper. How did we ever buy a sofa like this? What can we do?
I'll tell you what to do.
Who are you, sir?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. When you shop for furniture, it's what's inside that counts. Fancy coverings can hide a variety of shoddy workmanship. Read the law label that must be stitched to the furniture. It will tell you the filler material used and buy from a reputable dealer.
Oh, thank you, sir. We'll know better next time.
Not at all, ma'am. Just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
His name is Tomcheck. Her name is Marina. They live in a great mountainous forest that covers much of Central Europe. Around them swirl distant echoes of the greatest war in history. And yet, their lives seem but little touched. True, almost every night, they hear the drone of Liberators, Lancasters, and B-17s. But their small town is hardly ever hit. And true, there are people who are being ruthlessly exterminated, but as Marina keeps reminding Tomcheck, it's none of their affair. And it wasn't until tonight.
Tomcheck, what are you saying?
I heard a voice.
No.
A voice that said...
Oh, please, I'm frightened.
The voice said, "This night you shall deny me 3 times." And I have.
What are you going to do?
I need blankets.
Oh, no.
Food.
I won't let you...
Something inside me is
making... It's witchcraft. The old man, he bewitched you.
No, you and I, we don't believe in that.
All right. You can't help yourself. I know.
The voice keeps telling me I must go out there.
No. Let me help you.
You want to help me?
Yes, I'll get a rope. I'll tie you to the
what
bed.
What are you talking about?
I'll be able to hold you here. Let me. No, please. Tomcheck.
Get out of my way.
No, I'll leave this place. I'll save myself and our child. Tomcheck. Oh, Lord, save us.
Old man, you're here. I know it. Will you trust me? I want to help you. Where are you? You have to be here. I want to help you.
No. Don't be afraid.
If you mean to kill us, do it quickly.
Shh, I've come to help you.
Why?
Because... the old man, where is he? You can't just let him lie on the ground like that.
I
don't have any more strength.
He'll freeze to death. We have to get him to his feet. Come on. Come on, old man. He's unconscious. We must make him walk.
Let him die. In peace.
No, he's going to live.
For how long?
Who knows how long anyone will live. Here, put this blanket around his shoulders. And take this one for yourself. Come on, old man. We must walk.
Where?
It's to a hidden place. It's a place I know. It's a cave.
Oh, bless you. Do you realize how much you're doing for us?
It's not very much. I remember once I did more for a horse.
I never thought I'd be warm again.
You were less than 500 yards away from this cave.
The smoke from the fire. Will somebody see it?
No, there's nothing to worry about. This cave is my secret. Here. Drink this hot.
Grandfather.
Shh, let him sleep. He'll get better now. I saw you earlier today in the square. How did you escape?
Well, you see... Oh, I can tell you. I know it. I can trust you. My grandfather was a chemist in Prague.
Yes.
When the Nazis took over, he was afraid that they would force him to work for them. And so we went into hiding, and it's been that way, running from place to place.
That's almost 5 years. How did you manage?
There were all sorts of people. Some were kind enough to help us. Others betrayed us.
But you got away.
Well, the officer in charge of the convoy, the lieutenant, he kept looking at my grandfather.
Why?
He must have recognized him. Grandfather was a very famous research chemist.
Yes.
He'd been working on a formula that would release explosive forces much, much more powerful than dynamite.
No, I'm afraid I don't understand. I'm not very educated. I'm only a peasant.
I don't really understand it either. And I've been to the university. But he is afraid that they could torture him to working for them. So he said to me, he said...
Yes?
He said, let us try to run away and then they'll shoot us and that way it'll be over quickly.
But how did you run away?
After we left the square, they drove us to the edge of the forest and the truck had a blowout and they ordered everyone off of it.
Well?
Grandfather took my hand and we walked toward the woods.
What do you mean, just like that?
At any moment, we expected to hear shots and be killed. But nothing happened.
How do you account for it?
Well, I suppose they didn't think anyone would dare to escape, and they were so busy yelling at the driver for his carelessness, and so we just kept walking.
Rebecca. Rebecca.
Oh, he's coming around.
Rebecca.
Is that your name, Rebecca?
No. My name is Rachel.
Rebecca. Where are you?
I don't understand. He doesn't know anyone named Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Grandpa.
There you are, child.
Grandpa, don't you know who I am?
Of course, my child. You're Rebecca, daughter of my oldest son, Ezra.
Grandpa. Don't you know who you are?
Child, what are these questions? I know who I am. I am Solomon ben Isaac, rabbi of Prague. Where is the book?
The book?
The book that was sent to me by my old friend, the Spanish rabbi.
The Spanish rabbi?
You know him. Moses Ben Maimonides.
Maimonides? Grandfather, Maimonides has been dead for more than 700 years.
And in this book, he speaks of a golem.
A golem?
how it is possible to create a champion, to make out of clay a man of irresistible force who will come to the rescue of oppressed people. Golem.
Oh, grandfather.
I will create such a champion, and he will rescue our people. Now, child, you must not disturb me. I must close my eyes and think.
Yes. Yes, grandfather. Oh, his mind is gone. It's gone.
What was he talking about?
Oh, a legend. A medieval Hebrew legend about a golem. It must have been the golem of Prague who saved our people once during some troubled times.
A legend?
A creature made by one of our wise men, but I don't understand.
You don't have to understand a legend.
He thinks he's a 13th century rabbi. He was never interested in history.
Rebecca!
Yes, Grandfather?
I will save us. You see, I'll save all of us. I promise. Child, I have never broken my promise.
I was scared out of my wits. I thought you'd be caught and shot.
Well, I wasn't.
You found them, I suppose?
Let's not talk about it.
That's...
Yes, I know who that is. Let him in. As if we have anything to say about it.
Don't despise me, Tom Jake. Is it so terrible to want to live? Oh, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
A cup of coffee, Lieutenant.
Oh, never on duty. Well, Tom Jake, ready?
Yes, sir.
You look as if you didn't even get to sleep last night.
Well, old Lieutenant, sometimes he's just restless.
Here, take these, Tom Jake.
Well, what's in the package, Lieutenant?
Pills.
Pills?
I stopped at our dispensary. I got you some pills for your arthritis.
Tom Jake, but you don't have arthritis.
Yes, I do.
Oh, what are you talking about? Since when do you have arthritis?
Well, I...
Maybe he's had it since last night, eh? Tom Jake, we must be off to the hunt.
Oh, Lieutenant!
What do you mean, Marina?
But Tom Jake isn't at home.
He isn't?
Well, you didn't tell him you'd want to come...
Yes, that's right, I didn't. But I haven't come here to see Tom Jake.
No.
I want to see you.
Come in.
Thank you.
I want to help you.
Help me?
First off, Tom Chick told me a lie.
A lie? About what?
About having arthritis.
Oh, but he does. Oh, he does.
No,
yes.
No. Now, it's a minor thing, a silly thing, but he told me a lie. Why does a man lie? He lies because he's nervous and frightened. Why should Tom Check be nervous and frightened? Because he's doing something wrong? Something seriously wrong? Like what? Like hiding fugitives? You see how simple and logical it is?
But Tom Check wouldn't, Junior. You know, he could.
He would. He could. He is. For 3 days now, he's been leading me all around the woods. There isn't a trace of those two.
Oh, but...
He's got them hidden away. Otherwise, how could they have disappeared so completely?
Oh, Tom Check would never...
Marina, you're his wife. You love him. And right now, you're the only one who can save him.
But, Lieutenant...
Quiet. Shall I tell you how you can save him?
And suddenly a word, a single word, sears itself into Marina's consciousness. The word is betrayal. How can something she has yet to find out be a betrayal of someone or something that is very important to her husband? And just as he heard a voice in his heart, she also hears one now. A voice that says, "One of you shall betray me." I will return shortly with Act 3.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. You hear freedom spirit like a wild bird's call. Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free.
The urge hits. You know you have to hit the road. So with Buick Skylark SR firmly in hand, you do just that. Quickly, confidently, you're on your way. Skylark SR's touring car cockpit. Its bold stance and spirited V6 engine make exhilarating excursions a daily occurrence. Find out at your Buick dealer now.
Inside your free.
Touch. People can help people so much.
If you can remember World War II, you can remember when people spoke about cancer in a whisper. Once it was known someone had cancer, nobody talked about it. I'm Paul Newman. Today we talk about cancer quite openly, except for one form of it, the one nobody likes to talk about still. Cancer of the colon and rectum. It's the most common form of internal cancer. Yet doctors estimate 3 out of 4 patients could be saved by early detection and treatment. That means when you have your regular health checkup, especially if you're over 40, talk to your doctor about a Procto. Fight cancer with a checkup and a generous check when your American Cancer Society volunteer calls. Cancer Crusaders, people who care about people.
Times when it seems that the Lord sleeps and the world is abandoned to the will of the wicked. And during such times, perhaps the wisest course, perhaps the only course, is to survive, to endure, to wait for a long night to end, and to hope for a new day. But meanwhile, one must live. And right now, a young woman named Marina, whose home is in Central Europe during the Nazi occupation, is listening to what she must do if she is to live.
Marina, I need those two prisoners.
But Tomczyk doesn't...
No, you mustn't pretend you don't know Tomczyk is guilty.
Lieutenant, please.
Don't cry. Tomczyk, being Tomczyk, would sooner die than betray them.
But Tomczyk doesn't...
No. We must not go back to the beginning. We're past all that. Therefore, you must find out from Tomczyk where they are hidden.
But Tom...
And you will find out in 24 hours. Or do you know what I will do? I will shoot Tomczyk.
Hear the noise, Rebecca.
The noise, Grandfather.
The noise of the mob in the streets. They're getting ready to kill.
Grandfather, try to rest.
Rest? Now? The people, they must not make the same mistake as last time. They must not try to barricade themselves in the synagogue. They should come out here to this cave, an excellent hiding place. And besides, the golem can be more effective out in the open.
The golem?
Yes, child. I can make a golem.
But that's impossible.
What you wish to say is that only God can make a living creature. Huh? That's true. But the golem is not a living person. The golem is a force.
Yes, Grandfather. Yes. But now rest.
A man-made force. Where is Tomchek, the young peasant who is so kind?
He will try to return.
Could he get me some salt, some clay, and some...
Yes, 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 Grandfather. Whatever you like. Now, please, rest.
My poor Tomchek, you've fallen asleep over your dinner.
Yes, well, I'm so tired.
It's too much for you, Tomchek.
I have to go out.
Please, please.
Marina, I'm sorry. I must do this. Now, don't try to talk me out of it.
But I don't want to do that. If what you're doing is important to you, it must also be important to me. And so, well, I must also be a part of it. I want to help.
No, it's too dangerous.
I must be a part of whatever you do, Tomchek. Don't you understand? I, too, must help.
Marina, I love you so much.
That old man, he must be terribly ill.
He is.
Well, he needs good nursing care. Now, you know I could do that.
Would you?
Where is he? Tomchek.
Marina, you... God, you look so beautiful right now. It must be because you feel beautiful.
Where are they hidden? Where?
Marina, once I tell you, would you become a part of it, too?
Where, Tomchek?
Do you know the cave?
The cave?
Now, have you forgotten? We found it that day when we went walking. We went inside.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember.
Now, the old man is terribly sick. He needs you, Marina.
Well, now, first I must go to town.
To town, why?
Well, there's Olga. I'll take the child to my brother's house.
Oh, of course, she'll be safe there.
And I'll stop for some medicine. And Tomchek?
Yes.
I love you.
I know.
Oh, Tomchek, you'll never know how much... Quiet. He talks to himself. Oh, I'm frightened.
Oh, no, most people talk to themselves.
No, no. He talks to himself in Hebrew.
Well?
He has never learned Hebrew. He doesn't know it.
Are you sure?
Yes. And from what I can understand, it's a kind of medieval Hebrew. It hasn't been spoken in hundreds of years. Now, how would he know it?
I don't understand. What is that?
I don't know how
it's
to explain.
All over the floor, all the way back in the cave. What has he done?
Well, he took the clay that you brought him, and well, he's making...
It's in the form of a man.
Yes, he's been making a golem.
Whatever it is, it's like a giant. Where did he get the clay?
He made it from that you brought.
I didn't bring all that much.
Yes, it's frightening. It seems to be growing. I can't believe my eyes, but there it is. Grandfather, please... Tell us.
Be quiet.
But, Grandfather...
Sir, what is that?
I am about to write down certain words. Certain awful words. And in this place, there must be silence. The silence of the dead.
Thank you.
And I shall keep my promise, Marina. You have my word. You'll even be rewarded. Well?
They're hiding in a cave.
A cave? You must do better than that, my dear.
You pick up the pathway just past our house. And you follow it north for 2 miles. Now you come to a deep ravine. In front of you is what looks like a wall of solid rock.
But it isn't.
No. Because when you climb to the top of it, you will see the entrance to the cave.
Thank you. Sergeant, place her under arrest.
But you said...
I said you'd be rewarded. At this point, I don't know how. If you're lying, a firing squad will give you 30 leaden bullets. If you're truthful, there. There are 30 silver kroner.
It's quiet. He's so quiet.
Too quiet. He appears to be in a trance. I wish I knew what to do.
No, don't be discouraged. Marina will know. She was studying to be a nurse, but her parents lost their money. She'll help.
Oh, bless her.
Yes. She's really a wonderful person. She worries a lot, but in the end, you can depend on her.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe you and your wife should just...
Yes?
It's not your fight.
Yes. Yes, Rachel, it's my fight. It always was my fight. Will you fight with me?
I don't know how.
Yes, you do.
Children! Children!
Oh, thank the Lord. He looks better.
Children! They have come for us. They have come.
Oh, Grandfather, just be
listen,
quiet.
Outside.
Around it, pull back.
Look down.
Separate.
Look down, the Nazis.
They're climbing up the rock.
They know where we are. They know we're here.
Tomchek. We know you're there. Come down.
Oh, Tomchek, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you.
Wait, I can hold them off. One man with a rifle can knock them down one at a time. We'll hold out till dark and we'll try to run for it.
No, Tomchek. It's no good. And I'm so tired.
No, don't lose courage.
Tomchek.
Save yourself.
Tomchek, you're a sensible person.
There comes a time when...
When what?
When he no longer hears our prayers. When he says, my children, it is your will. Do with it whatever you will. Destroy yourselves in your own madness. I abandon you.
Rachel, you mustn't say that.
Grandfather, let us save Tomchek. Let's give ourselves up. Grandfather.
Behold, my children. Behold.
That thing he made, it's moving.
The people shall be saved. The murderers shall perish.
Grandfather, what have you done?
We have been sent a champion.
It's a giant.
The champion shall smite the mad killers of the innocent.
Grandfather.
I have written the awful, never-to-be-forgotten words. I have breathed the force of life into the champion.
Clay giant is moving.
Clay no longer, but fire and steel.
Look at it. You look.
Through me, it has acquired the force and power of a million suns. He shall burn away the evil that surrounds us. I charge you, champion, avenger, protector, golem, go forth. Go forth.
In there, take them alive.
Hey.
Help!
It destroyed them all. To the last man. What was it?
You saw a golem.
Where did it go?
It vanished. As if into thin air. The pious old folks still believe. Oh, and they assure you that the golem will reappear one day. When someone shall awaken him to save the people.
What is that you're saying?
I remember reading the story of a golem.
Rachel. Rachel.
Grandfather.
My head. I had the strangest dream. I dreamed hundreds of years ago. And it was... Who is this man? Where have I seen you before?
Come, Grandfather. We must be on our way.
Where? I'm so tired of running.
We will join the partisans. It's time we stopped running and started fighting.
Is there, was there, a golem? The question is, what is a golem? A thing of irresistible force. Well, so is a bomb. A British or American bomber flying overhead may have dropped one. On the other hand, the old gentleman was a scientific genius. He could have made one. Or it could have been what you heard. A golem. I'll be back shortly.
In God We Trust. America Speaks.
Thoughts from Helen Keller. I have four things to learn in life. To think clearly without hurry or confusion. To love everybody sincerely. To act in everything with the highest motives. To trust in God unhesitatingly. I long to accomplish a great and noble task. But it is my chief duty to accomplish humble tasks, as though they were great and noble. The world has moved along not only by the mighty shoves of its heroes, but also by the aggregate of the tiny pushes of each honest worker.
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Legend that a medieval Hebrew scholar created a creature of great strength and power to rescue his beleaguered people from the madness of a mob, a creature called a golem. It is significant that the word golem means unfinished, and this is fitting because to save the world, we can only depend on a certain amount of help to be given us. The rest of the effort must be our own. Our cast included Robert Lansing, Mildred Clinton, Patricia Elliott, Ralph Bell, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I'll always remember how she looked. She was almost pretty when she had that shy smile on her face. But would it be murder? If all I did was help her to kill herself, she had this insane affinity for a lethally poisonous snake. Sooner or later, she would release him from his cage in the mad delusion that he was her dear friend. Would it be murder? No. It isn't murder.
Look at him. This enormous monster coiled in his cage, sleeping. No one had seen me enter this house of crawling, murderous creatures. Here on the side is the latch.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN in Portland. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. Gold is now on sale in the United States for the first time in 41 years. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In New York, Senator James Buckley bought 2.5 ounces of gold at a special ceremony. In Chicago, gold went on sale for 15 minutes at the Mid-American Commodity Exchange. The sale of gold will get underway on a bigger scale today in banks and brokerage houses all over the country. The nation's three biggest banks have all declined to buy or sell gold. One of them is Chase Manhattan. President Willard Butcher says that Chase Manhattan does not believe it is in the public interest to encourage speculation in what Butcher calls this volatile commodity. More news in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin. Plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off, the sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
President Ford plans some more skiing today and a quiet New Year's Eve with his family at their chalet in Vail, Colorado. The president may also act on some of the 115 bills still awaiting his signature or veto. Robert Pierpoint reports on some of the president's vetoes yesterday.
President Ford vetoed two important bills recently passed by Congress and signed 43 others. The two bills he refused to sign, thus pocket vetoing them, are the coal strip mining measure and the Cargo Preference Act. Mr. Ford had previously indicated that he would refuse to sign the coal strip mining bill, but had been under heavy pressure to sign the second measure, which would have required up to 30% of all oil imports to be carried on American ships, and would have cost the taxpayers billions of dollars in shipbuilding and U.S. crew costs. In announcing his refusal to sign that bill, President Ford declared it would have created serious inflationary pressures, and he also said it would have violated several trade treaties with other nations. On the refusal to sign the coal strip mining bill, President Ford declared it would have had an adverse impact on our domestic coal production, which he said is unacceptable. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Vail, Colorado.
Mr. Ford's statement that the strip mining bill would have had an adverse effect on domestic coal production brought quick reaction from Michael McCluskey, who is executive director of the Sierra Club.
Well, environmental destruction is also unacceptable. I think this is what people who've been looking into it realize more and more, and the Congress recognized it. There's a tremendous supply of coal that can only be deep mined, and thus we're not facing a problem here of lack of supply through surface mine regulations.
Michael McCluskey, who is executive director of the Sierra Club. The strip mining bill would have put strict environmental restrictions on the surface mining of coal. Democratic Senator Henry Jackson, who was the bill's principal author, says the president's veto is regrettable and that Jackson planned passage of an identical bill early in the next Congress. Now this message.
Hello, world. Denny Brackett here, along with my party-going buddy, Mike Roy. Hey, tomorrow's New Year's Eve. And, Mike, you got a recipe on a cook thing over the CBS radio network they go love.
Yeah, it comes from a friend, the wife of Buddy Ebsen, TV's Barnaby Jones.
It sounds almost dangerous. A delicious drama in the kitchen, friends. As the curtain rises, we hear...
Yeah, we know who done it. This is Buddy Ebsen's golden shrimp casserole.
Tomorrow on the cook thing on CBS.
Hi, this is Marilyn May. Thousands of children are born each year mentally retarded. It can happen in any family, rich or poor. To parents who are college graduates or high school dropouts, it really makes no difference. Some kids are luckier than others. Some may be just a little slow in learning. Others may never be able to learn very much at all. But every one of them can be helped. The National Association for Retarded Citizens is helping. Please support the work of your local Association for Retarded Citizens, and we thank you.
Nicaraguan guerrillas who held hostages in Managua for 3 days arrived in Havana yesterday after releasing the last of their hostages. The Nicaraguan government had agreed to their demand for freedom, as well as freedom for 14 political prisoners, and their demand for ransom money, down to $500,000. Accompanying the guerrillas and prisoners to Cuba were 3 Nicaraguan diplomats and a Catholic archbishop. They went along to ensure the safety of the group, and were soon flown back to Nicaragua. Comedian Bob Hope left Los Angeles yesterday on his yearly trip to entertain American troops. But this time, Hope is not going abroad. He and his troupe of pretty girls and singers will be playing to soldiers at military hospitals in the United States. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
4th District Oregon Congressman John Dellenbach is holding his last series of news conferences while still in office. He lost to Jim Weaver of Eugene in November. Dellenbach talked about what he might do after leaving office.
Thinking in terms of the directorship of one federal agency, where we've had some discussions, very preliminary in nature. I've talked about a position in another federal agency. I've talked with State Department people. They've talked with me about the possibility of ambassadorships, and we're going to be talking further about that. There's another international agency which is involved in the dealing with problems of the world, and we've done some talking about my being involved in that. And I'm thinking very seriously about the possibility of returning to Oregon, perhaps going back into the practice of law, perhaps looking down the pike and thinking in terms of further involvement in politics.
And politics might include running for Congress again in 2 years. Dellenbach cautioned this does not mean that he is starting an immediate campaign to regain the office he lost. The Medford Republican says, and we quote, "We already have a congressman-elect, and he deserves all the support we can give." A Binghamton, New York man was killed Monday evening when his motorcycle left Sixes River Road east of Port Orford and crashed. Oregon State Police identify the victim as 28-year-old Peter Baker. The Oregon Socialist Workers Party is awaiting a decision from Marion County Circuit Judge Jenna Schlegel that could determine whether it will file an expenditure disclosure report. The party is seeking to be exempt from the campaign provision under grounds that to list individuals who contributed $25 or more to party candidates could make those people subject to harassment by the FBI and of other government agencies. The committee, in seeking not to have its Oregon Socialist Workers 1974 campaign committee exempt, says the law is an unconstitutional invasion of privacy. The Secretary of State's office has filed a petition with the circuit court asking the court to order the committee to comply with the law and submit the list of contributors. The committee listed $525 in contributions, over $25 each, in its report that did not name individual contributors. Attorneys for the committee were asked to submit briefs to the court by January 15th. Well, traffic began moving Monday afternoon through that area where 29 cars of a 117-car freight train were derailed near Arlington Sunday. A Union Pacific spokesman says that the derailment was believed to be the result of a journal bearing that failed on a freight car wheel. The spokesman says it will take an entire week to clean up the debris and restore normal operations where 1,500 feet of track were torn up. Work crews brought in prefabricated track sections to replace the twisted steel that lined the railroad right-of-way near the Central Oregon community.
The weather for the Portland metropolitan area, fog this morning, clearing this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight and a chance of rain Wednesday. Highs in the mid to upper 40s, low tonight in the low 30s. Light wind and the chance of measurable precipitation, zero today and 10% tonight. Currently at the airport, it's 34 degrees. Downtown, it's 39. And that's KOIN AM FM News at 1209. This is Alan Archer.